are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. All right, Next on Scene, we are officially back and better than ever. It's another awesome show tonight, and tonight we have a fabulous guest back on the line, the founder of Parenting with a Punch, Amanda Houle. And tonight we're going to talk all about how relationships with our significant others really affect our kids and the people we surround ourselves with. So stay tuned, get inspired. Amanda's going to be on here very shortly. All right, guys, I officially have Amanda Houle on the line. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Jackie.
So fabulous to have you back as always and inspire us as a parent strategist. So tell us a little bit about, I mean, obviously before you even come on, I just give a little intro of the topic we're going to talk about, but I think it's remarkable and so important to first work on your own relationship and respect it before you even have kids, right? That's what we were talking about.
Yes, absolutely. So today, we're going to touch upon one of the four pillars of my business is communicating effectively with both your partner and your children. And what I really wanted to stress in the communication piece is, you know, respecting your relationship and, you know, having those boundaries in your relationship and making sure that you basically like feed your relationship first and foremost before you can really even like give back to your children.
Right. I mean, you were even saying when we were talking earlier, but like how you're literally obviously role models for your kids. So what they see your happy relationship is how they're going to look for things in relationships they create.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So can we like hone in on that a little bit? Like when you work with parents, like little strategies and tips that you've talked about and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it really, children and yes, naturally, you know, you might have a fight with your partner and, you know, there some yelling, you know, could possibly be involved. But I just ask for, you know, everybody that is tuning in to really just like be conscious of your discussions with your partner in front of your children, because they watch everything that you do. And they, and I've even heard it from children before, as little as like, you know, three that they that started talking, right? That, you know, they get like scared or nervous if they hear like their parents, you know, have like yelling at each other or having a, you know, heated discussion. And even like, just like showing affection towards each other in front of your kids, because they see that love and like that is you modeling for them to be in a healthy relationship for when they get older, because you modeled for them and you emulated, you know, a healthy, happy, affectionate relationship for them.
Right. It's so true. It's like, it's the little details in your day-to-day life that you don't even think about, like really reflect on your kids.
It's so true. Like as simple as like coming in the door and giving your partner a kiss on the cheek, or, you know, leaving in the morning, like have a good day, babe, you know, which is just so one tip that I share, you know, especially, you know, it gets you like into the habitual routine of, you know, not only for each other, but for your kids, is like leaving off the day and at night saying like, oh, you know, have a great day. And then, you know, tomorrow's going to be a really good day. So we're going to bed with this like happy, you know, sort of like mindset, like, you know, ingrained into your brain, like right before you go to bed. So like you're thinking happy thoughts.
Right.
And no, going to bed more calm and peaceful.
I love it. So right before you, I had another interview with a woman and she was talking about how she has two little ones, like 5 and 7. And she said every night before they go to bed, they read a whole positive affirmation before they go to sleep.
Exactly.
Like, it's just amazing. It's like the little things.
It is. It really, like, even just having those special moments, like, you know, with the kids prior, or even having like that family, I think, like having mom and dad together with the kids reading like 5 minutes.
Right. Right.
You know, so they have that like family companionship and they see like everybody working together as a team.
What stress? So you even think like just even saying bye, babe, with like a kiss is like a little gesture that goes a long way for your kids. Like that's what you're saying, basically. It is. It's a good point. It's a really good point.
Yeah. The small gestures. I mean, also like in relationships, I think we forget, you know, and especially once you bring kids into the picture, I think we forget to, sort of like acknowledge the other person. You know, so Jackie and I, you know, we were both at the event yesterday, and something that really struck out to me was hearing one of the moms, she made a comment about being or saying, you know, to her husband, like, you know, you're trying really hard, or like, you know, giving her husband a compliment, and how much that, like, how great that made him feel, right?
Right.
So honestly, like, even giving your kids like that positive affirmation, I also suggest doing that with your partner. Like leaving something, you know, writing something, you know, on a piece of paper, or like leaving it in their car, you know, for like when they, you know, when they drive off in the morning, or sending them a cute like text message throughout the day, and you know, just acknowledging that, you know, how much they mean to you, and, you know, whether or not it's like a, you know, something physically, you know, about their appearance, or even just like saying something simple is like, thanks for picking up the kids today, or, you know, thank you for, you know, making lunch. Like the little things,
right,
that from just working with families that they kind of like forget to, you know, acknowledge the other person. And then you end up having this like hostility towards each other, and you don't feel appreciated.
Right.
And then it goes down this, and then it like trickles down to where like the couples aren't even communicating anymore. Right. Like they're coming in the house, and it's kind of just like, oh, hey, you know, I'm home. And then you're just kind of going about your daily routine. And then your children aren't really seeing like that
emotion, right. Emotion, right. Interact. Yeah. It's so true. It's so true. Now, another question that I have, because obviously, you know, we're in the entrepreneurial world, but mm-hmm. like for people that have really busy lives, like people, even the people that have 9-to-5s, like what suggestions do you have for them when their mentality, like how do you teach parents to shut off work when they can't?
I mean, I think that you really have to make sure that like you have a pact with each other. And you have that discussion about like boundaries.
Right.
And like literally, I mean, you can take 5 minutes like in bed at night and just have that simple discussion, and you each sort of, you know, voice your one boundary of something that like you can do as soon as you walk in the door to sort of like shut off, you know, the day that you had, you know, whether or not it was obviously, you know, chaotic or, you know, had a great day, but like really make sure that you sort of like focus on each other, like when you walk in the door, so you can have fun and like de-stress and sort of like recharge before you, you know, get up and running the next day.
Mm-hmm. No, it's inspiring facts, Amanda. I'm actually kind of curious, you know, of course, it's not really our day-to-day, but, like, what's your thought, like, of kids growing up in the celebrity world? Like, how do you feel like, being in the limelight with their parents when they're just, like, brand new to this? Like, how do you think they handle – what suggestions would you give to them if they were listening?
You know, I think it's – you know, you see some, you know, celebrities that, you know, for instance, the Kardashians, right? Like, they're always on –
television, you know, TV. Everywhere, yeah. Right.
But one thing that I have to say that I really respect, like, you don't really see the kids too much in the public eye, at least with the TV show.
It's a good point.
You know, I'm told that they're more so on Snapchat, but, you know, really, like, respecting, you know, like, putting your children, like, in the limelight, like, having that discussion with your kids about, you know,
this is my life.
Respecting, like, this is, right. like respecting like the fact that like this is like we don't live normal day to day lives, right? You know, like and teaching them, you know, how to like still, you know, follow directions and listen to their parents and like not, you know, using the same exact strategies that I would with any child and, you know, focusing on the positive and, you know, paying attention for when they make good choices and them like getting rewards, for instance, you know, when they are making good choices and they're listening and they're following, you know, what they're supposed to do, you know, the daily routine, as opposed to just like getting a gift for, you know, a random reason, right?
Right. You know, well, like they still need the home. Like affection. They still need the emotion and the affection from their parents, you know?
Absolutely. Right. Yes. Yeah. It doesn't, I don't think parenting, regardless of whether or not you have, you know, a few million dollars or, you know, are just like a regular 9-to-5 and, you know, middle class family, it's all the same because every single child responds the same way for the social emotional development. They need the affection. They need the positive reinforcement. The reprimands, the timeouts, like paying attention to what they're doing wrong is not going to help them, like regardless of whether or not they're in a more affluent community. Because even some more of the affluent communities, kids can be that much more cruel to each other because they're constantly judging each other. Oh, well, what did you get? You know, what did your parents buy you? Or like, what kind of car are you driving in? And I think it's just, you know, keeping it simple and teaching your children really like how to respect, you know, one another as both like siblings and like their parents and like emulating that healthy, happy communication between the partners as well.
You know, you brought up an interesting topic before that I don't even know if you like intentionally did it, but like how some parents would rather just give gifts than communicating and working through the problem. Do you find that there are parents that have done that? I mean, I feel like I've seen it with people that I grew up with. And
yeah, I think sometimes you don't, like, as a parent, you want to make your children happy, right? I mean, that's, like, the number one. You don't really think about whether or not, you know, like, your child is sort of, like, learning anything in the moment, like, mm-hmm. in giving them a reward for something that you might not even realize that you're giving it for. Like,
right.
For instance, you know, like, I don't know, they throw a tantrum and... you know, you're not acknowledging the fact that maybe they, you know, came out of it and like they're now, you know, able to calm down. And like immediately you say to them, oh, well, you know, if you stop crying, you know, I'll buy you a, you know, the $5 toy that you want while we're walking in the,
right.
While we're walking like in Target.
Do you believe in that type of reinforcement? Like, is that a good way to like reward them?
No, I think if it is a problem that the family is having on a consistent basis, then, you know, using rewards as positive reinforcement as a temporary
fix. Mm-hmm.
But the problem is what I see is a lot of families are giving those rewards at the wrong time. So they're actually giving, they're not recognizing when they're making good choices and giving them the reward for that. And so they're now creating this cycle of like, now the child thinks that every time they tantrum, they're not going to get a reward.
Exactly. Well, I find that so fascinating because I feel like growing up, like I have just seen a lot of that, like even like in my family and other families of kids I grew up with. And I just feel like that doesn't resolve the long-term problem.
I see it all the time. Like I can be walking in any stores. I have to start like taking notes every single time I see this because I see it so often. And sometimes I want to sort of like say something, not in like a crude way by any means, but even just for instance, like seeing a mom with a toddler, you know, they're in their carriage and the cart and walking and saying like, oh, you know, well, if you're a good boy and you, you know, and you stop crying, like, you know, you can get, you know, whatever toy it was that they, you know, that they want. And like, they're kind of just like shushing the child.
Right.
You know,
like, I mean, that's really what it seems like. Exactly.
And you're not like, and actually I just had a guest on my podcast show last week, and we talked about, you know, mindset and parenting, and she's a mom of two sets of twins, by the way.
Oh, so my she God. Has
her hands full, and I think the twins are like 2 years apart. And we were discussing, you know, teaching the kids that they need to, like, if mom has to get up, right, because she had, like, she was feeling crazed, like she could not be in the house all day because she has two sets of twins, right? Like, mm-hmm. she has to get up, she has to keep moving, going to the grocery store, you know, if she had to do these regular, you know, errands that she'd have to do, she would bring the kids with her. Like, she'd right. get the kids, and she wasn't scared to go and, you know, go do what she had to do on a regular basis, because she was teaching her kids how to be appropriate in public. And you hear all the time, I can't tell you how often, of children or parents just not wanting to do those regular daily routines because they are, you know, they're scared that their child is going to throw a tantrum.
It's hysterical. This is like so fascinating, this topic, though, because it's a real thing that happens with a lot of parents with young kids.
It really, really is. And, you know, to kind of go back to like the whole like communication thing, I just think, and this is like especially to prep, you know, couples that are thinking about having children, you know, whether or not they're married yet or not, is having those discussions beforehand about like discipline. Like, how do you want to discipline? Like, who, like, are we going to be on the same page? Like, are we going to have 100% teamwork? Like, what are your thoughts on swearing in front of the children? You know, what, like, how are we going to handle the night routine? Like, if the child wakes up in the middle of the night, like, you know, just having those like regular conversations prior makes such a huge difference.
I love it. It's so true, though. Like, because you and I were talking, it's like, I'm getting married, and I, like, these are things that you don't even think about, but like are in your near right. future. So it's like, it's something that should be brought up. It's like, even with holidays and like things you just don't think about, like, how do you want to raise your kids? And
right. Yep. Yeah. And you and I were talking just the other day exactly. about like traditions,
exactly.
you know, traditions and like instilling what, you know, what you want for your family and sort of like, you know, making sure that you're both, that you're conscious of like each other's needs and wants, you know, like in how you want to raise your family. It's so true.
It is so true. This is like so inspiring. Thanks for sharing all these facts today. This
you're
is like
welcome.
Awesome. So Amanda, we have to discuss how you are putting together your first book.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
So let's discuss, give people a teaser of like what they can expect, how they can get it or when you're aiming to complete it.
Yes, I am planning to have it done by the end of the summer. I should hopefully have my ebook, probably the first chapter or two is my goal. Oh my gosh, probably within the next, I would say like 30, 60 days.
That's awesome.
If all works out, you can join my mailing list there. If you would like to get access to the first few chapters, so you can kind of get a feel of what the book is about. So, of course, it's going to be a parenting book. I'm not going to give too much details on what it's going to be about because I want to keep the suspense.
Yeah, seriously, you should. But you didn't even say. So they could join the mailing list at parentingwithapunch.com, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then we are I'm super proud, and I know our audience members who do know you are super proud, but your iFund Woman campaign is rocking, and you just won one of the iFund Woman, what was it called?
So they call it Pay It Forward. So
Pay
I
forward.
Won, yeah, it was March. So March was Women's History Month, and I won, March Pay It Forward. And it was really freaking exciting, as you know.
I mean, it's a big deal, and you're working hard, so you deserve it, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole point of, like, me putting out my campaign, you know, was really to help scale, you know, Parenting with a Punch and, you know, gain more visibility and, you know, offer working together at a much lower rate that I'm probably never going to offer again, because the some of the rewards that I'm offering to work with me in my campaign are pretty fabulous.
Right. No, I think it's awesome. I mean, it is, it's awesome. It's all good things. And then you also added some stuff too to your campaign.
I did.
Yeah. So yeah. Share, you have like, cause Amanda obviously has a podcast as we talked about throughout the show, but tell them what you're offering.
Yeah. So I'm now offering a podcast sponsorship. You know, you and I obviously both having our own podcast, you know, it's a free informational podcast. So, you know, just helping, part of my campaign, you know, is putting money back into the business, of course. And so I'm offering $100 to sponsor a show. And I'm actually offering the first three to sign up for that to be a guest as a bonus show, because I'm pretty much booked through June in the next 30 days.
So I'm super excited about that.
Thank you. And then I'm also offering a $50 social media shout out on my Facebook account, as well as my newsletter, and then on my Instagram stories. So I have a pretty decent following, you know, close to 900 people on Facebook, and almost 800 on Instagram. So I have a pretty big following on my Instagram stories as well. And then my podcast, I think we're up to like 5-6 countries now, which is huge.
It's awesome.
Close to 1,000 listeners. So, you know, since launching the podcast in December, we've really come a long way. So I'm really excited about that. And then another fun one too is, you know, for $25, I'm offering two short videos for AM PM routine.
Which is so valuable from the parent strategist.
It really is. Like, it's pretty fabulous deal, along with a cheat sheet, like a tip sheet cheat sheet for the AM PM routines. So that's only for $25, which is like a total steal. And then, you know, other, obviously just the money contribution at any amount. And then, you know, you can see as well some of the other things that I have offered to work with me, like a 3-month program, a 1-month offer, which I never offer to work with me at 1 month, because it's just near to impossible with my schedule. And, you know, we're pretty much gearing up to be on a waiting list.
That's a good problem.
Yes, it is a good problem.
You're a wanted girl.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Love it.
So really excited to you know, to reach my goal for iFund Women, and also, you know,
just make a difference in parents' lives.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you, girlfriend.
Of course. And we have an event, because this will be, we have an event on Monday.
Yes,
we are doing an awesome event for parents and even, you know, people that are in relationships that are looking to eventually settle down, have kids. We're doing a yoga meditation night, and Amanda is hosting at Physique Boston, which is downtown in the financial district. So it's going to be yoga, meditation, parent tips and tricks, and some great networking and refreshments.
Yes. So thank you. And actually, that is a great segue, girlfriend. So I am announcing for the first time that I'm going to be offering a new sort of program slash way to work with me for couples, and possibly expecting parents. So this event is a great way to sort of like segue into that, because I know that we have a lot of some non-mamas that will be there as well.
Right, which is awesome, which is just a great, it's a great networking opportunity and to like
absolutely
support one another.
Yes,
so absolutely. It'll be great. So we're so excited for that. Well, Amanda, you're so inspiring as always. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you.
So everybody needs to subscribe to Amanda's website at parentingwithapunch.com and get social with Amanda at Parenting with a Punch on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Are you Amanda Hool on Twitter?
I am Parent with Punch on Twitter.
Parent with Punch on Twitter. Awesome. Yeah. And you'll just have to stay up to date to find out more about her upcoming book. And iFund Women is on all your platforms, right? For your, what you're sharing and all of that. So
yes,
that's how they can submit. So make a donation today and support this rock star.
Thank you.
Of course. Thank you so much, Amanda, for coming on today. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Next On Scene. And stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene.